in general, we've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the zany Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Rhea. How are you today?
Great. It's another happy Sunday that I'm up extra early for you.
Just the perfect start to the beginning of the week for you, isn't it?
Oh, you have no idea how happy it makes me.
And me too, to right? Have you up early on Sunday.
Yeah. See, you're sitting back going, hee, and I'm waking up in the morning going, oh. Anyway, it is what it is. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't launched a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the 1900s, which means we know what we're talking about because we're old.
We are. Yes, exactly right. You millennials, listen up.
And just because you said that, they won't.
Exactly right.
Right? Thanks for that. You've just made this entire thing obsolete.
Right. The viewers has just got that to zero.
Yeah. I can guarantee you, I'm going to watch this when it goes live. It is going to be like 5, 10, 15, zero. That's what's going to happen. So the world of travel, we got some great news out of the US this week, but unfortunately for me, it is a week too late. And for a lot of other people that actually were looking at heading over to FLIBS, the largest boat show in the world, Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Unfortunately, it ends the day before the US opens up its borders to travelers from Europe with double passport, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So after an extremely long 18 months, they've actually not specified an exact date in November it's going to start, actually. The White House has confirmed that visitors from the UK, Europe and other banned countries, including Brazil, China and South Africa, will be welcomed into the US as from November. However, foreigners will be required to be double vaccinated in order to enter the country. Those who are not vaccinated will not be stopped from entering, but they will be subjected to stringent COVID testing requirements. Unfortunately, the US has not yet outlined exactly what those requirements will be. It's again also not yet clear whether vaccinated travellers will be required to undertake any testing still, but as a minimum, they will be required to participate in contact tracing. Obviously, as soon as the confirmed date is announced, which we are led to believe is going to be the 15th of November, but it's not been confirmed yet. Obviously, we'll bring that to you here on Yachting International Radio. Also, in other good news linked with this as well, it also looks like Croatian citizens who just recently were accepted as the next nation for the visa waiver program to enter the USA are likely to be able to take advantage of this as from the end of this year. And then also on top of this news as well, we have seen a whole raft of airlines increase their capacity for flights from Europe into the USA as from November. Notable airlines already adding extra flights are BA, KLM, Air France, Turkish Airlines, Finnair, and Scandinavian Airlines.
Wow. So it looks like, you know, the world is finally starting to open up. One question that I do have, and I think a lot of people are kind of concerned about, I know in certain countries, they didn't stick to one vaccine. If you went and you got, say, for example, a Pfizer vaccine, and then your second vaccine was Zena, whatever, they've got so many. Is there specifications in vaccines when you get into the US for your vaccine passport, or does it matter which vaccines you've had and how many? In that way?
So at the moment, what we know is that obviously they're still putting in the finer details in place with regards to this reopening. They have said that they're going to accept the European approved vaccines, those being Pfizer, AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson. I can't remember what the other one is off the top of my head. So they've already said they're going to accept those as the vaccines to be able to travel on. But we are still awaiting the finer details on their blueprint for allowing people back into the country as from November.
All right. Well, we'll definitely bring you all those details when the time comes. New Zealand, we have been, and I've done an interview in the past. There's been a lot of issues with seafarers trying to get back into the country. It's been hard for a lot of seafarers. I mean, there's been seafarers that have been stuck outside of the country, away from home for a year, more than a year. What's going on there? It's a lottery of sorts.
It is, yeah. So the next release of vouchers for the MIQ, basically the MIQ is the quarantine hotel that you have to have before you're allowed to board a flight. They've announced that the next release of the vouchers is going to be this Tuesday, the 28th of September at 6 p.m. New Zealand time. There will be approximately a further 3,000 rooms, which will be spread across October, November and December this year. You just please note as well also that New Zealand Daylight Saving Time started this past Sunday, the 26th of September. So just make sure that you check what that means with regards to whatever time zone you're in at the moment to make sure that you get into the website for the time specified. Just quickly as an overview, the New Zealand MIQ system has been changed to a new virtual lobby area. Basically, once you arrive on the website, the lobby will randomize people into a queue and gradually allow people through the website to secure a room. With this new system, though, there are no specific set dates when MIQ vouchers will become available. Instead, they will release information 24 to 48 hours only before the next batch of vouchers are available. For any crew who will be looking for vouchers in the coming weeks, I know there are lots and lots of you out there who need vouchers. Please keep an eye on Blue Marine Travel social media, and also I'm sure your international radio will put it up there as well, with regards to when the next batches will be released. Obviously, we've got this one September the 28th, but the ones after that, we'll make sure that we have it on Blue Marine Travel social media so that you're well aware in advance of when they're going to be. This coming week's release is the second since the new virtual lobby system was implemented. The first release saw up to 37,000 people all trying to secure one of the 3,000 vouchers that were available. So the demand is absolutely crazy high at the moment, and it is a bit of a fight to get them, to say the least. So anyone looking to secure a voucher, please make sure you're at the website www.allocation.miq.govt.nz/portal on Tuesday, the 28th of September at 6 p.m. New Zealand time.
You will, of course, furnish us with that link and the details so that I can make sure to place that underneath this interview when it airs. You know, I just don't understand it. These are New Zealand citizens. These are people that, you know, were born or have immigrated regardless. They are New Zealand citizens. I don't understand the concept of giving only a certain amount of availability to come back into the country, which is your home. You know, they should just say, you know, we're not accepting any tourists whatsoever, period. We are going to repatriate our citizens first and foremost, whether they be coming back for a 2-week vacation, whether they be coming back to see their family, whatever reason, these are our citizens and they deserve to come home because they paid taxes their whole life. They belong here. This is who they are. And they have first right of passage. I don't understand it.
Exactly right. And you know, there was a great piece in the Guardian newspaper here in New Zealand, I think it was either today or yesterday, with exactly that point, you know, with New Zealand citizens become disenfranchised who are abroad and they can't get back. I can't remember who wrote the article now, but she was saying that there was approximately 1 million New Zealand citizens either living abroad or looking to get back at some point. But they also, like I said, they're very disenfranchised with not being able to get back into the country. They feel let down by the government, that, you know, they've sort of been left to their own devices. You know, a crew that we've talked about who are jumping off one yacht and they should be going home for their rest period and having to jump onto another yacht because they literally can't get back in the country. So it's crazy. And also another sub sort of text to the article was saying that in New Zealand, and it may be the same with other countries, I don't know, that you have a period of 2 years. If you're out of the country for 2 years, you then basically lose your right to vote until you then enter back into the country. So, I mean, okay, they've had the elections here not long ago, so there's a 4-year period until the next one. But then you think to yourself, how can that be right? That as a New Zealand citizen, through no fault of your own, you can't get back into your country. But if the timing had worked slightly different, they then lose their right to vote as well. It's just a crazy situation that people are finding themselves in with regards to New Zealand. And, you know, people can sit back and say they've done brilliantly well with fighting the pandemic and stuff. But at what cost? You know, you are losing a lot of your New Zealand citizens who are not happy for not being able to get back into the country.
Well, and it's not only that. The thing is, you know, you're losing your rights to get home. You're losing your right to vote. But I can guarantee you that every single seafarer out there, unless they found a loophole, is still having to pay New Zealand government their taxes.
Exactly right.
And so New Zealand is still happy to take their money, but I'm sorry, you can't get back into the country, you can't vote, but if you don't pay the money that you owe us for taxes, then you go to jail or get a fine. I don't get that. You know, that really to me is where governments fall down. They are number one in line when it comes to take their cash. But when it comes to the rights of individual citizens, nothing is ever thought through.
Exactly right. You know, it's scandalous. And you know, and I know as well that there's people behind the scenes who are fighting for Kiwi seafarers to get them back, you know, and this is a massive bone of contention here at the moment. But they don't seem to want to budge. You know, there's literally no budging them at the moment. So,
well, I wonder if the entire seafarer nation said, you know what, then we're not paying our taxes. Would New Zealand wake up? Would the government wake up and say, you know what, we really need that money in order to continue? You know, because I can tell you the amount of seafarers and the amount of taxes that go into the New Zealand budget, considering, you know, the research that we've all done and we've all seen done on the amount of seafarers that come out of New Zealand, that would hurt a little bit to the New Zealand government. So, you know, if they all decided to not start, to stop paying taxes.
You would think so, wouldn't you? You'd hope so anyway. You'd hope that would make them sit up and listen, but who knows? Who knows what they're going to do?
True enough. Well, you know, there's my getting political for today. It wouldn't be the same without it, right? You know, we always need exactly to get a little bit political. UK vaccination recognition. They're starting to recognize more vaccines now.
This is quite interesting, actually. European Union nationals who have been jabbed with two different COVID-19 vaccines can finally travel to the UK without the requirement of quarantine if their country is on the green list. Thus, travellers from EU countries listed in the UK's green list who have been vaccinated with the first dose of, say, an AstraZeneca vaccine, and then a second dose of Pfizer, for example, are now counted as fully vaccinated, whereas before they weren't. At the same time, the department have noted that only four vaccines will continue to be accepted as valid proof of immunity against COVID-19, those being the Pfizer, the Oxford AstraZeneca, the Moderna, and the Janssen, which is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Interesting. And Malta, there's been some changes there.
Yeah, so the Maltese authorities have announced that persons arriving from tens of European Union, Schengen area and third countries will be able to enter Malta provided they hold a valid vaccination certificate. Such a decision was announced by Malta's official travel portal Visit Malta and was effective as from September the 23rd. Based on the new announcement, vaccinated travellers arriving from countries that are part of the European Union, Schengen area, as well as the five microstates being Andorra, Liechtenstein, Monaco, San Marino and Vatican City, along with nationals from the US, UK, Canada and South Africa, can all enter Malta by presenting proof of vaccination. Accordingly, this means that travellers arriving from any of those countries just mentioned should prove that they have been immunised with the vaccines that we mentioned earlier, the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson. They seem to be the four vaccines that all of the countries seem to be recognising now, which obviously isn't good news for Russian crew who have got the Sputnik vaccine. It doesn't seem to be, unfortunately, at the moment. Anyway, in addition...
Every time you say Sputnik, I'm like...
I know. It's just the best name.
Yeah. So carry on. Sorry, I interrupted
anyway.
You.
No, you're fine, it's all right. Well, Sputnik's a funny word. In addition, according to the Ministry of Health of Malta, vaccination certificates that indicate that the holder has been immunised with two different EMA-approved vaccine doses, similar to the UK that we talked about earlier, will also be recognised as being fully vaccinated.
Do you know, something that, yeah, here I go again. Something that really interests me is that the world is starting to open up to those that are double vaccinated. But just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't carry the virus. So shouldn't they still be, you know, worried about the actual virus? You know, you're allowing them into your country, and Malta is quite a small country. So, you know, you could have half of those passengers carrying the virus, but that's okay. You're allowed in because you've been vaccinated. And meanwhile, we're just going to spread that virus throughout your entire island. Boom, there it is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I know. What it seems to me is that, you know, the countries, once they get to an 80% or 85 or 90% vaccinated rate, then they're happy to open their doors up. So whether it's because it won't then overwhelm the health system or what, I'm not quite sure. But that sort of seems to be the go-to percentages before you're going to allow people into your country. And again, that's what Malta seems like they've done as well.
Yeah, well, again, if I were queen of the world,
One day.
I'll be dead. So crew questions. Who's got a question this week?
Yeah, we received a question in from Julian wanting to know if it's possible to travel to Fiji at the moment. On the email, there is no confirmation of whether this is travel to join a yacht or whether it's just for touristic purposes. So we'll answer both scenarios anyway. If joining a vessel, it's basically on a case-by-case basis currently. There are many hoops to jump through, as it is with most countries, unfortunately, and you do need to get approval from the Fijian government prior to travelling. This process is currently taking around about 10 days. Now, Julian, if you need help with this, Blue Marine can help, as we do have contacts in Fiji who are, at this moment in time, getting seafarers into Fiji, again, on a case-by-case basis. So if it is for work, then obviously please reach out to us, we can help. Now, if it's for touristic purposes, then I'm afraid it's still a current no. Fiji's borders are shut to all tourists at this time. However, they have announced recently that borders will reopen to tourists again when the country hits that magical 80% vaccinated mark. The government is saying this is likely to be the end of November, beginning of December this year.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Fiji is one of those places I always wanted to visit. I hope one day before I kick it that I will, because it just looks stunningly fabulous. Mind you, I'd love to visit, you know, so many places in the world, but Fiji is definitely one of them.
Yeah, it's definitely on my bucket list as well. Never been, but would love to go. So if there are any super yachts out there who would just like to invite people on there, me and Rhea are available once borders open.
We'll even do a show on deck.
How about that? Perfect. Yes. Sounds like a plan. Right. So anybody listening, please get in contact with Rhea.
Exactly. Get in touch with me. We would be more than happy to have Lee pay for tickets for me and him. Like how I slipped that in there?
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm getting you on a super yacht, you're paying for my ticket. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, that's fair dues. All right. I'll pay for the ticket.
Right. I think, because you couldn't charter a super yacht for like what it would cost for my ticket. It would be like nothing for my ticket, because flights are really cheap right now.
Okay, just make sure you let me know when they do, when people phone in.
Yeah, I will. We can keep dreaming, right? We can keep dreaming. One day, somebody will say, yeah, we really want those two on board.
Never.
Never, yeah. Well, it is what it is. Lee, I have to say thank you once again, and to everyone out there, if you are looking to do any traveling at all in the next, ever. Keep in touch. We provide Lee's LinkedIn status here, because he 20 times a day, 30 times a day, as many times as need be, as travel changes throughout the world, Lee will post about it. So it is definitely worth, and we are sitting, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Caribbean season now. It's time to change. You know, Monaco Yacht Show is kind of the end of the European season, heading over to the Caribbean, as well as Fort Lauderdale in Florida. Yeah, you know, now is the time people are looking at flights, they're looking at, you know, going here or there. So it's definitely good to keep in touch. And of course, Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s, I may add.
Yes, make sure you slip line.
Late. Very, like the very latest.
As late as you could possibly get.
Exactly. Thank you once again, Lee. It's, as always, it's a pleasure.
Always my pleasure as well, Rhea. So thank you very much.
I know. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F.